Perkins from Barbados. In Search of Africa.
I sat at my favorite bar in the world, on a Kenyan island called Lamu, where the whitewashed streets are wide enough only for lovers and donkeys, a black man in Africa. But what I was feeling was neither exhilaration nor pride. At that moment, I felt perturbed. That morning, I had been awakened by a knock on the door to my hotel room by one of the houseboys. It was Everson, the same boy who was on duty in the lobby throughout the night. It was not normal for the staff to wake me. I knew something must be wrong. Someone had stolen the clock from the lobby, the big one with gold, from behind the reception desk. The thieves must have come in while Everson was sleeping on the couch. So why come to me? Well, maybe the robbers came in through the front door, which was open because I had visitors until late the night before. My visitors had let themselves out, not bothering to wake Everson to lock the door behind them. It was not my guest to blame, but maybe I had seen something. No, I had not. Still, the boy was very nervous, and I felt guilty. The least I could have done was walk my guest downstairs, out the door. A few hours after the knock, I learnt the clock had been a wedding gift to the owner. Everson would either lose his job or several months of salary to pay for the clock. It was then that I went to fetch a friend and have breakfast at our favourite bar and restaurant. Maybe the company and the place would help me to figure out what I ought to do. My Norwegian companion, like a good friend, kept quiet with his eggs while I offered myself advice. I wanted to pay for the clock. Why should Everson and his dependents suffer from my laziness, especially if what was an inconvenience for me meant a job for them? I felt good with my decision. It was a good way to pay for my irresponsibility as a Westerner. So what if he was sleeping on duty? It was only natural. If he works 18-hour days, 6 days a week, what do I do every day but hang out on the beach and in restaurants? That I should suffer seemed right and natural. That was until my Greek friend joined us. She listened to the story and then said, "Please, you're behaving as if it was your fault," and immediately started to tell us about the new house she was renting. Of course, suddenly, I saw her point entirely. I had not invited the thieves in. The staff is, after all, there to protect me. I should not be protecting them. Plus, I knew how desperate Everson's life is. How could I not know that he did not take the clock? We left the restaurant, but instead of returning to the hotel to pay the manager on Everson's behalf, I went to see my friend's new villa. This is what it is like traveling through Africa. We are moved by some tragedy or other, moved almost to personal sacrifice, but then the same privilege that makes us feel guilty calls us away. I never volunteered to pay, and when I asked Everson earnestly if everything was okay, he just said yes and smiled reassuringly. He continued to work there, the clock remained gone. Life went on as normal, at least for me. For Radio Bridge Overseas, I'm Nick Perkins from Barbados, in Africa.